Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of our brother, St. Vincent Ferrer. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Angela Tamjan. Sister Angela is a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose, living in Fremont, California. The title of her preaching today is The Deeper Hunger.
A reading from the Gospel of John. After Jesus had fed 5,000 people, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one God has sent." If we are to find ourselves among the Jews in today's gospel, if we are to find ourselves under Roman oppression, struggling and scraping by, like these farmers, fishermen, and day laborers, trying to make it through the week, if we are to encounter a man who satisfies our hunger, a man who walks on water, might we see a glimpse of security in the midst of deep economic instability? Might we hold on to a potential deliverance from our daily hardship? We stand among the crowd, those who approach Jesus with a blatantly obvious agenda, to encounter the one who sees real hunger and responds by redirecting them and us toward a deeper hunger, nourishment that will last. As the crowd listens to what we now call the Bread of Life discourse, they begin to realize the truth they're hearing is far from the reality they live in. Far enough that they can't quite grasp it. Far enough for Jesus to recognize the gap, the need for integration between their lived reality and the teaching he names. Far enough that Jesus, in that moment, chooses to offer himself as a bridge in that gap. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one God has sent. Jesus, in the form of a human being, offers himself a body that is not invincible, but breakable. A body willing to be broken open to share life with all. Because Christ has offered himself, communion bridges the gap. Because Christ has offered himself, communion binds together even those of us most distant from one another. Because Christ has offered himself, we now know firsthand how to live in a reality following the truth he preached. Our belief holds our fidelity to this body of Christ. Being part of one body means committing to be one with each other, whether in our family or community. This invitation challenges every member of the church to accept the vulnerability of being broken open again and again. It means helping each other believe firmly in the goodness of God, not because we are perfect, but because we, with all real limitations, have chosen to live a life of integrity, to be consistently kind and remain patient, as Jesus always does, even when we don't get it. It means holding the weight of all the harm done within this body, abuse, exclusion, embezzlement, and still, with love and mercy, commit to not leave one another behind. It means never giving up on trying to understand. It means when we encounter those whose reality is far from the truth we believe, our response does not push them further away from God. For what gives the church credibility is her honest struggle and courageous ongoing effort to find her way back to true communion. Our world needs witnesses who know what it's like to live far away from God's truth and still believes redirection is possible. Our world needs witnesses who reflect God's fidelity, even in a broken body. For if the body is not breakable, there's no shared life after all. We celebrate today the feast of St. Vincent Ferrer, a Dominican preacher who persistently worked for the unity of the church. Let us rely on his intercession for our leaders who will enter into conclave in the next 2 days. May we, as members of one body, remind each other, this is the work of God, that we believe in the one who has offered himself.